Order, order.
Are there any select committee reports?
A report on bullying at Hutt Valley High School was the subject of a report delivered to the Education and Science Committee on Wednesday by Ombudsman David McGee. Mr McGee began by outlining the seriousness of the case.
It's the only report that I've felt that I needed to table in Parliament in my 4 years as an Ombudsman. It's the first and so far the only one that I felt was significant enough to draw to the attention of parliamentarians.
Mr McGee said this case was different to the usual complaints received from parents.
Many of them are from parents who think that their children have been unfairly dealt with by being suspended, expelled, or excluded from school. So that's not an uncommon complaint to be made to the Ombudsman. This complaint was made from entirely the opposite direction, from parents who felt that the school didn't take strong enough action against people who perpetrated bullying actions. And so it meant that from my point of view, I had to adopt quite a different way of a manner of approach to looking at the issue.
The Ombudsman's investigation into bullying at Hutt Valley High School had produced several recommendations.
I recommended that it should be a national policy goal, that a requirement that all schools have a policy on bullying. My impression is that probably all do now. Back in December 2007, the Hutt Valley High School did not have such a policy. If they'd had a policy, it might well be that the events would still have occurred, but I'm sure they would have been dealt with better.
Mr McGee also said the way bullies were dealt with by boards of trustees could be improved.
Boards of trustees are boards of laypersons. They're not experts. They have no. Some of them might be teachers themselves, but they're not elected because they've got any particular expertise. It did seem to me that they might appreciate and benefit from some better guidance as to what is an appropriate penalty to exact when a disciplinary issue comes in front of them.
Ombudsman David McGee delivering a report on bullying at Hutt Valley High School to the Education and Science Committee. The following day, the Commerce Committee undertook the annual financial review of Radio New Zealand and heard from its chief executive, Peter Kavanagh, who said despite hard economic times, the organisation was doing well.
And I'm confident that we will finish the current financial year within budget. Next year will again be extremely tight. I would expect that we would get through without cutting programs.
But there were changes to how those programs were produced.
Anything basically that involves getting out of the studio, we're doing less often. We've cut back quite dramatically on the number of outside broadcasts that we would do from regional areas. Overseas travel is now extremely tight. For example, Radio New Zealand won't be sending a reporter to the London Olympics.
But despite fiscal restraints, Mr Kavanagh remained confident that Radio New Zealand would be able to respond effectively if another disaster on the scale of the Christchurch earthquakes occurred in future.
If a major disaster or crisis occurred in the country outside of Wellington, we would simply marshal our resources, as we did with Christchurch, to make sure that the essential coverage that New Zealanders needed, we would provide it. I think the one thing that Christchurch has done is it's driven home to us how important the service is that we provide and how important it is that whatever happens, wherever it happens in the country, that we are able to continue to provide that service.
Radio New Zealand Chief Executive Peter Kavanagh speaking to the Commerce Select Committee. And also on Thursday, that committee held the financial review of the Broadcasting Standards Authority and heard from its chairman, Peter Radich.
The act under which we operate was passed in 1989. It's grossly outdated now. It was passed at a time when there was no internet. I think there were two television channels. Geoffrey Palmer was the Prime Minister. It's a long, long time ago. There have been very few changes to the Act, and I think everybody agrees that the Act is now outmoded.
Mr Radich likened his organisation to a dilapidated building.
We've decided that we will simply go on with our business. We will make all the improvements that we can make, given the situation in which we operate. If somebody sometime decides that the house comes down completely, then obviously we accept that. And we're hoping that what we may do in this next period is such that there may be something useful to be taken out of our house and taken to a new structure if our house is demolished.
Broadcasting Standards Authority Chairman Peter Radich, speaking at the Commerce Committee's financial review of his organisation on Thursday. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.